Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring entrepreneurs and SBA leaders in their latest edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. Subscriptions and more information available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com. And Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Last week, we had a preview of a workshop sponsored by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith for people thinking about running for public office. That workshop, originally scheduled for this weekend, has been canceled. Another workshop, this one for people who want to write, is still set for early next month in Eureka Springs. The Village Writing School will devote Saturday, February 1st, to a workshop on dialogue and setting. Among the topics covered, what to say, how to say it, the four elements of research, and how to research. The workshop will be led by Allison Taylor Brown, the director of the Village Writing School. She has an MFA in fiction from the University of Southern New Hampshire. The cost for the workshop is $45, and you can learn more about it at villagewritingschool.com.
The annual Interfaith Harmony Day is returning to St. Paul's Episcopal Church in downtown Fayetteville in February. This year's theme for the February 8th event is World of Compassion. The main objective, like in years past, is for people of many different faiths to learn about each other. Organizers say there will be food, music, and art to help celebrate a day established by the Baha'i faith to honor all of the world's religions. This year's Interfaith Harmony Day, set for February 8th, beginning at 1 p.m., you can learn more by calling 832-567-4721. Music and more will also be part of something called Talent Wars at the Holiday Inn's Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale, February 1st. The talent show is sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas Arts Foundation and includes a roster of more than 15 acts. Those attending will be able to cast their votes for the acts they like best. A panel of judges will complete the round of voting. Winners will receive trophies. Tickets for the public are $60. More information at nwaaf.org. Proceeds benefit the Northwest Arkansas Arts Foundation.
Valentine's Day is 24 days away, and if you're looking for an unconventional way to celebrate, you can pick murder or a Sasquatch to help. The Arts Center of the Ozarks will make their production of Death Trap a central part of a Valentine's Day performance. The play is about a writer who goes to extraordinary lengths to be successful. The Valentine's Day performance includes a pre-show meal with prime rib and cheesecake on the 14th. Death Trap opens at Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale on February 7th and runs through the 15th. You can find out more at artcenteroftheozarks.com. If you'd like your Valentine delivered from a big, hairy mascot, you can enlist the aid of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Their mascot, Strike, will again this year deliver a limited number of Valentines around Northwest Arkansas. The package includes a rose, a box of chocolates, and a pair of tickets to a 2014 Naturals game. The cost is $50, and reservation deadline is February 8th. More information at nwanaturals.com.
And one other sports-related note for this Tuesday, the University of Arkansas Razorback gymnastics team ranked 10th in the nation in the latest gym info rankings released yesterday. Arkansas gymnast Catherine Grable, by the way, ranked number one in the overall gymnastic rankings in the country. Arkansas will travel to Tuscaloosa Friday to face the number 7 Alabama squad. Arkansas's next home meet is Friday, January 31st, against Auburn inside Barnhill Arena.